The Terri Schiavo case troubles many people who wonder what they would do with a family member in a coma, or what would happen if they themselves were in one. Today and tomorrow on Day to Day, we'll hear from people who have been there. We'll hear what they felt and what they decided. Today, Russ Cooper Dowda. 18 years ago, a serious illness put her in what her doctors thought was an irreversible coma. She told us her story by phone from her home in St. Petersburg, Florida.
Back in the 1980s, the onset of my disability, lupus, began with a series of seizures that left me in a comatose state. It was eventually believed that I would not come out of it. There was much talk about pulling the plug, but the only problem was is that I was there and I could hear it, but the means I had to communicate were not conventional. I couldn't talk, but I could draw letters in the air. And while I was drawing the word D-O-N-T apostrophe T in the air backwards so they could see it, and while I was blinking like crazy and doing everything I could think of on my own to communicate while they discussed that I couldn't communicate. That was particularly terrifying, to lie there with folks deciding when would be convenient for their schedules for me to die. I was aware and I could hear, and I began to strategize for how to prove I was there. One of the things I did was memorize the gossip I heard, because I knew to prove that I was cognizant, eventually I was going to have to prove that I did hear conversations. So when I did come out, I could state people's holiday vacation schedules and all the gossip of the medical staff, because I memorized it. That's how I proved that I wasn't in a persistent vegetative state at the time. But the way I finally came around is I spelled letters in the air consistently with my hands, my fingers. That was difficult because if I did it repetitively exactly the same way, they would assume that it was seizures and heavily medicate me. If I did it intermittently to show that it wasn't primitive brainstem activity, the fact that it wasn't regular was cited as why there was nothing in there. So no matter how I communicated, there was a reason for why it wasn't real communication. What really broke it for me was one nurse who realized I was in there, and she realized I was spelling things, and she put ink from a broken pen on my hand and a clipboard under my hand. And we started with letters and words and short sentences and long sentences. And she saved my writing and recorded her questions and used that to save my life. If I could talk to Michael Schiavo, I would say that I have been Terri and that she is communicating. The only way you can believe Terri isn't communicating is if you refuse to see it. And that was my situation. And I came terribly close to where Terri has been. If I could talk to the Schindlers now, I would say one person is the sole reason I am alive. One person believed and hung in there.
That was Russ Cooper Dowda of St. Petersburg, Florida. Her experience led her to become a disability rights activist. Tomorrow, we'll hear from someone with a different perspective.